Doctor Who, The King's Dragon by Una McCormack, read by Nicholas Briggs. Woe for that man who in harm and hatred hails his soul to fiery embraces, nor favour nor change awaits he ever. From Beowulf, translated by Francis B. Gummery. They came only at night. They crept around the dark places, the hidden places, the poor and lonely places. It was said in the city that you could tell when they approached. First your skin began to prickle, and then a sickening cold fear lodged itself in your belly, which rose and rose, up and up, until you could not speak, and you could not breathe, and the lamp that you were carrying couldn't bear it any longer, and went out. Fumph. And then the shadows grew thick and dark, and you could no longer see round the bend in the alley or the curve in the road. You could not see the peril that was lurking ahead, but it was there, and it lingered. That's what was said. But when you asked the tale-bearer if he or she had seen these things themselves, not I was the answer, but a cousin or a cousin's friend.